Welcome to another episode of your go-to real estate podcast, where we dive into the intricacies of property investment and sales. Today, we're focusing on a topic that's buzzing across Indiana: why and how to sell your house fast to cash buyers. Whether you are in bustling Indianapolis or the serene streets of Carmel, this might just be the solution you're looking for. Selling your house for cash in Indiana isn't just about speed. It's about convenience and simplicity. Unlike traditional sales, where you might wait for buyers' loan approvals or deal with lengthy negotiations, cash sales cut through the red tape. No open houses, no waiting periods, and importantly, no repairs needed. You sell your house as is, and the buyer handles the rest. Now, who typically opts for this route? It's often those in urgent situations. Maybe you're dealing with financial distress, facing a sudden relocation, or own a property that's seen better days and requires significant repairs. Cash sales appeal because they remove the burden of fixing up the home and the uncertainty of the market. But here comes the critical part. Not all cash offers are created equal. It's like choosing between a tailored suit and one off the rack. You need to find the right fit. National buyers might make the process seem streamlined, but local cash buyers often understand the nuances of the Indiana market better, offering deals that are more tailored to your situation. So, how do you navigate this? First, know your home's worth. This isn't just about the price, but understanding the potential of your property. Then, gather multiple offers. Platforms like Houseio.com can expose your home to various cash buyers, increasing your chances of a better deal. However, be cautious. Some offers might look good on paper, but come with strings attached, like unexpected fees or lower than anticipated prices. That's why comparing these offers is crucial. Look at the terms, check out the buyer's credibility, and don't shy away from negotiating. Also, think about the post-sale scenario. Once your house is sold, you'll need a solid plan for your finances. Maybe it's paying off debts, investing in stocks, or planning for your next home purchase. Each of these steps requires careful consideration to ensure that the quick cash influx actually supports your long-term financial well-being. In conclusion, while selling your house for cash in Indiana can be a swift way to turn your property into profit, it requires a strategic approach. Inform yourself, weigh your options, and choose a buyer who not only offers a competitive price, but aligns with your needs and circumstances. Done right, this could not just be a quick sale, but a smart one too. That wraps up today's discussion. If you're considering selling your home for cash or just curious about the process, I hope today's insights help you navigate your real estate journey more confidently. Remember, in the world of property sales, knowledge is not just power, it's profit.